This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好, 欢迎收听BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Neil.
Neil, 本期节目中我们要给大家介绍的这个表达和音乐有关。 Do you like rock music?
Rock? Yeah, I love it.
Really?
When I was younger, I was in a rock band. We had it all. Long hair, loud guitars, even louder drums, leather, all that jazz.
Jazz? 爵士乐? Hang on, was it a jazz or a rock band?
Very funny. All that jazz is our phrase, and it has nothing to do with jazz.
是的, all that jazz, 这个表达其实和爵士乐没有任何关系。 它的实际意思是诸如此类的事情。
You often use it after listing things. For example, I love Christmas dinner. You've got turkey, Brussels sprouts, roast potatoes, gravy, all that jazz. It's just great.
You're not wrong. I love all that jazz too. And now you've made my mouth water. So let's take a break and listen to these examples.
I had a super lazy weekend. I woke up late, got some coffee, went for a walk, watched a couple of movies, all that jazz. It was great.
I don't read celebrity gossip. You know, who's going out with who got plastic surgery, all that jazz. I'm just not interested.
It's often used in a list of unpleasant or boring things.
For example, this morning I cleaned the whole house. Washing, scrubbing, vacuuming, all that jazz.
Yes, by using jazz to describe dull things, it's ironic and brings some humour.
It does, Neil. 在列举一系列无聊的事情的时候,我们用 all that jazz这个说法来增加一点幽默, 让大家感到轻松不那么沉闷。 Especially when we compare it with the phrase to jazz up. 就像我们用 jazz something up 来表示使物体更加有趣,更吸引人。比如, you can jazz up an outfit or jazz up a meal.
Before we go, we should of course mention the phrase is also the name of a song from the 1975 Broadway musical Chicago.
Fancy singing it for us, Neil?
I really couldn't. After all, I was in a rock band, not a jazz band. What about you, Feifei?
Maybe next time. I can't remember the words.
Excuses, excuses. Bye for now.
Bye.
Authentic, real English. From BBC Learning English.